जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्तोत्र सैडिभांगे शिल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इष्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्तोत्र सैडिभांगे शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर के प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद के श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन के श्री वृंदावन धाम के श्री श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम के श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंदे श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा जी की श्री श्री गौरनिताई की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल ग्लोरी गुरु गरांग की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विसे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 40, and verse we will read today, first, second and third. However, before there is a summary description of this chapter, I will read and then we will read. Chapter 40, The Prayers of Akrura. This chapter relates Akrura's prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akrura prayed, Brahma, who created this visible world, emanated from the lotus navel of the Supreme Lord. The five elements of physical nature, the five corresponding objects of perception, the 10 senses, the ego, the total nature, the primeval creator, and the demigods all originate from his bodily limbs. He can't be known by the sensory knowledge, and thus even Brahma and the other demigods are ignorant of his real identity. Different classes of people worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different ways. Fruitive workers worship him by performing Vedic sacrifices, philosophers by renouncing material work and pursuing spiritual knowledge, yogis by meditating, Shaivite by worshipping Lord Shiva, Vaishnavas by following the injection of such scriptures as Pancharatra, and other saintly person by worshipping him as the original form of the self, of the material substance, and of the controlling demigod. Just as rivers flow from various directions into ocean, the worship of those who dedicate themselves to the various entities find its ultimate purpose within the Supreme Lord Vishnu. The form of the total universe, the Virat Roop, is imagined by the form of Lord Vishnu like aquatics moving about in water, or like tiny insects burrowing in an udumbar fruit. All living entities move about within the Lord. These living beings, bewildered by his Maya, wander among the path of material works, falsely identifying with body, home, and so forth. Under the sway of illusion, a foolish person may overlook a reservoir of water covered by grass and leaves, and instead run after a mirage. Similarly, living being caught in the grips of ignorance, abandons Lord Vishnu and becomes attached to their bodies, homes, and so on. Such faithful servants of their senses can take shelter of the Supreme Lotus Feet only if, by the mercy, they get the association of saintly devotees, will their devotees will their material entanglement end. Only then can they develop Krishna consciousness by serving the Lord's pure devotees. Text of I will read alone. Sri Shuka Vacha Natosmeham Tva Khilhetahetum Narayanam Purusam Adhyam Abhyayam Yanna Bhijata Darbinda Kosat Brahma Virasidyate Saloka. Translation. Sri Akrura said, I bow down to you, the cause of all causes, the original and inexhaustible Supreme Person Narayan. From the whole of the lotus born from your navel, Brahma appeared, and by his agency this universe has come into being. Second verse. Bhushto yamagnim pavanam khada khamadir mahanajadir man indriyani sarvendriyartha vibhudhascha sarve ye he tavaste jagadunga bhuta. Earth, water, fire, air, ether and its source, false ego, the Mahatattva, the total material nature and her source, the Supreme Lord's Purusha expansion, the mind, the senses, the sense objects and the senses presiding deities, all these causes of the cosmic manifestation are born from your transcendental body. Please repeat after me this third verse.
Naite swarupam viduratmanaste. Yajadayo natmataya grihita. Ajo nubaddha sagunai rajaya. Gunat param vedanate swarupam. Naite swarupam viduratmanaste. Ehejadayo natmataya grihita. Ajo nubaddha sagunai rajaya. Gunat param vedanate swarupam. Naite swarupam viduratmanaste. Ehejadayo natmataya grihita. Ajo nubaddha sagunai rajaya. Gunat param vedanate swarupam.
माता जी elements of creation swarupam the true identity viduh no atmanah of the supreme soul te you he indeed aja adayah headed by the total material nature atmataya by the status of being non living matter grihita seized ajah lord brahma anubaddha bound up सह ही गुण ही बाय द मोड्स अजाया ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर गुणात ऑफ दीज मोड्स परम ट्रांसडेंटल वेदना ही डज नॉट नो ते योर स्वरूपम ट्रू फॉर्म ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय द टोटल मटेरियल नेचर एंड दीज अदर एलिमेंट्स ऑफ क्रिएशन सर्टेनली कैंट नो यू एज यू आर फॉर दे आर मैनिफेस्टेड इन द रेलम ऑफ डल मैटर Since you are beyond the modes of nature, even Lord Brahma, who is bound up in these modes, doesn't know your true identity. Purport. God is transcendental to material nature. Unless we also transcend the limited consciousness of material existence, we can't know Him. Even the greatest living entity in this universe, Brahma, can't understand the supreme unless he comes to the platform of pure Krishna consciousness. This chapter basically describes Akrurji offering prayers to Lord Krishna. And this incident, this pastime, took place right hardly 3 kilometers from here. If you walk straight there, it will take you less than 1 hour to reach the right spot, Akrur Ghat. Or sometime it is known as Akrur Tirth, or sometime other name is also given. Brahma Hrda. And for your kind information, When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent approximately little more than 2 months in Braj. However, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived Mathura, Vishram Ghat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a holy dip in Yamuna River at Vishram Ghat. And from there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Janmasthan and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took darshan of Keshav Dev. Right after taking darshan of Keshav Dev, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his 84 kosh Braj Yatra. He walked around the 12 forests and eventually, towards the end of 84 kosh Parikrama, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached Vishram Ghat and again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his holy dip in the Yamuna River right on Vishram Ghat. And after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Akrur Ghat. Every single night after Parikrama, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent his night in Akrur Ghat. His routine was early morning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Imli Tala ka ghat ka kya naam hai Imli Tala what is name of the ghat? Another name please. Chir Ghat. So again Chaitanya every day took his holy dip in Chir Ghat and right on the bank of Yamuna River there tree was there. Imli Tala sat there. So I was telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent every single night approximate for more than 1 month there in Akrur Tirth. Akrur Ghat or other name is Brahma Sarovar. So pastime part, one day Kamsa came to know that Krishna Balaram, their sons of Devaki and Vasudev. And this information was given directly by Devarshi Narada. That time Krishna age was, for our calculation, approximate 11, little less than 11 years. Immediately Kamsa told Akrur, you Akrur go, Nandgaon, Vrindavan, bring, fetch Krishna and Balaram, and I am seriously interested to finish their existence. I want to kill them, both of them. And Akrur was a great devotee. spontaneous attraction for Krishna. Worshipable Lord, worshipable deity of Akrur was Krishna. However, first time you know Akrur Arji came, it described on Dwadashi day. He came there, Nandgaon, spent overnight and next morning took Krishna Balaram. Krishna Balaram seated mounted on a chariot and Akrur drove back to Mathura. While Akrur was returning to Mathura, so from Nandgaon to Mathura, started morning hours, from Nandgaon, and Rathena Vayu Vegena, speed of Rath was as swift as wind. Rathena Vayu Vegena, and Akrur reached there, Akrur Ghat, Brahma Tirth or Akrur Tirth. After reaching there, what Akrurji did, first of all Akrura tatro sprishya paniyam pitva mishtam mani prabham. Akrurji touched the water of Yamunaji and also first he parked Rath chariot right on the bank of Yamuna river under a tree and again Krishna Balaram also climbed down, Akrur climbed down, they touched the water of Yamunaji and also they drank water, Krishna Balaram also. Here Sukhdeva Goswami says that Krishna folded his palm like this, took water, first makes a upper part remove and took water and Krishna drank the water, Balaramji also, Akrur. Next, Akrur again took Krishna Balaram, Rath was there, and he made them to sit on the chariot. Krishna Balaram boys, so they were seated on chariot. And Akrur has to do his Gayatri. It was noon time. Teen bar yad karte hai na. It was time for chanting Gayatri mantra. So Akrura, he took a dip, took bath, nicely, very ritualistic bath. Ceremonial ritualist bath took. And right in the middle of river water, touch his sacred thread and he was chanting Gayatri mantra. Om Bhur Bhuvah. Complete. One point, Akruja dive entered in the water and same time chanting. So Akrura saw right in front of him, he saw Krishna and Balaram right within the water. He became very much surprised. How come? He has made them seated in the chariot. How come? He was thinking that Krishna climbed down, they are jumping, also swimming in the water. Directly right in front of him, he saw Krishna Balaram. Again, immediately he came out from water and away from the water came and saw chariot. And he saw that Krishna Balaram was seated there. He became very much bewildered. He was thinking maybe something confusion, something bewilderment in his mind. I saw Krishna Balaram within the water, but Krishna Balaram was seated there. However, some solace, he becomes satisfied. Okay, Krishna Balaram is comforted, seated there. Again he entered in the water. And again he took a very deep, submerged plunge in the water. Again he saw Krishna Balaram there. But within a fraction of minute, he saw that Balaram took a shape of Shesh, Ananta Shesh. Balaram became Ananta Shesh. And Krishna, Vishnu. And Krishna was lying, Vishnu was lying on the coil of Ananta Shesh. Again he came, Krishna Balaram was seated there, and then he started a prayer. He saw the gigantic, majestic form of Lord Vishnu within the water, and he could understand that Krishna has taken the shape of Lord Vishnu. And then he started prayer. Before this description, Akrurji was a devotee in the mood of opulence, Aishwarya Bhav. He has come, he visited Vrindavan, spent approximate 4, he reached the evening, say altogether less than 48 hours. He was. But his mood completely changed. माधुर्य भाव निषाद बिहेवियर ऑफ कृष्ण बलराम सच ए डीलिंग लाइक ऑर्डिनरी बॉय सो आउट ऑफ इंटेंस लव अट्रैक्शन फॉर कृष्ण ही डेवलप अक्रूज ही डेवलप लाइक पेरेंटल एटीट्यूड टुवर्ड्स कृष्ण अप टू दिस पॉइंट इन मथुरा ही वाज शूटिंग कृष्ण इज सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बट वेन ही एंटर्ड इन वृंदावन बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ बाय द इफेक्ट ऑफ दिस भूमि इट्सेल्फ लैंड इट्सेल्फ हिज भाव कंप्लीटली चेंज एंड मदरली और पेरेंटल अफेक्शन ही वॉज ओवरवेल्म्ड बाय द जॉय ऑफ पैटर्नल अफेक्शन फॉर कृष्ण एंड ही वॉज बींग Now he was about to enter in the outer skirt of Mathura city. And one thing in his mind was very much disturbed with thought. Thought was coming in his direction. He was thinking, I am taking Krishna Balaram to Mathura. And in case Mathura in Kamsa kills Krishna Balaram, then history would not excuse me, forgive me. People will say that this cruel Akrura went to Vrindavan to bring Krishna Balaram to Mathura and he got them killed. I am the part of the conspiracy, killing of what will happen if Kamsa kills Krishna Balaram? History will not excuse me, forgive me. I will be ever defamed. What I will say to Mother Yashoda, what I will say Nanda Baba, Akrura, you came for this purpose, you took Krishna Balaram in Mathura and you got them killed. You managed killing. So this was one point. Akrura said, let me take a U-turn, return Nandgaon. Maybe Kans kill me. Okay, that will. But at least I will save the life of Krishna Balaram. So, but Krishna has to go. Krishna has already planned to go to Mathura. He was requested, personal request of Narada Rishi, the supreme devotee of Krishna. He has requested Krishna, please go Mathura and I want Kansa should be killed. All the demons should be finished. So Krishna was willing to enter Mathura and Akrurji, out of motherly affection, he became very much bewildered. While Akrura was bringing Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram acting, he became such an ordinary material, ordinary boy, children, asking what this, how distance, how far in Mathura, Chachaji, when will be retired, and so. So, Lord Krishna has to convince Akrura ji, don't worry, I am, of course, son of Mother Yashoda, cowherd boy, mere child, but I am something else as well. So Krishna saw the majestic, opulent, glorious form. Krishna wanted to prove Akrurji, I am not only son of Nanda Baba, a cowherd boy, I am the supreme personality of Godhead, and you need not to fear anything. Don't fear Kamsa. Kamsa could not do. So at this point, when he saw that form, and then Akrurji started his prayer. The opening line of this prayer. Natoham asmi tvam. Aham tvam natah asmi. I bow down unto you, Krishna. My dear Krishna, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Krishna, pranam, I offer my humble obeisances. I bow down under your lotus feet, Krishna. Lord Krishna said, my dear uncle, you are as good as my own father, Nanda Baba. Age-wise, you are like my father. I should offer respect to you. I should touch your feet. Why this opposite thing? Krishna, I bow down to you, Krishna. Krishna, no, I am mere a child. Age-wise, I am 11 years old only, less than 11 years. Your nephew, Vasudevji, is your brother. So in that relation, I am as good as your son. You are as good as my father. So, then, when Krishna asked Akrurji, then Akrura, I repeat, he said that, my dear Lord, you are not natoham asmi tvam akhila hetu hetu. You are cause of all causes. Narayanam, you are original Narayan. Purusham, Adya Purusham, you are original personality of Godhead. Avyayam, inexhaustible. Yannabhijata. From your navel, a lotus flower emanated. A lotus flower sprouted from your navel, and on the top of lotus flower, Brahma took place. Brahma. And Brahma, your first son, your the son, such intelligent personality, he created this cosmic manifestation. By your mercy, your son was empowered by, authorized by, sanctified by, he be taught by you. By your mercy, he got such a high intelligence. And he created the cosmic manifestation. So, you are the origin of Brahma, Adi Purusha. Whatever exists in you, Sarva Karana Karanam, Tvam Akhila Hetu Hetu, Akhila Hetu Hetu, Ishvarah Paramah Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarva Karan. So in this verse, in these verses, originality or eternality of Krishna is described, and Krishna opulence is described. Before the verse attack, Bulokya Subhirtam Prito, when Akrurji came out from the water and saw Krishna, then what? Bulokya Subhirtam Prito, he became extremely pleased. He was submerged in the bliss, transcendental joy, Bhaktya Paramaya Juta, endowed with supreme like a superlative type of devotion. Hirshyat Tanu, a thrill ran through his body. Romance ho gaya sare sare, out of pleasure, out of joy. Hirshyat Tanu, hairs stand on the end all over the body. Bhav pari klin atmalochana. And his eyes become inundated, flooded with the tears, and his heart filled with mamata, affinity for Krishna. Heart was inundated by affinity, mamata, prem, devotion for Krishna. Heart was inundated, heart was flooded. उसमें क्या हो गया था, हार्ट में किस चीज की बाढ़ आ गई थी, प्रेम. हार्ट वाज हियर डिस्क्राइब भाव परिक्लिन आत्मलोचना. हार्ट इज कॉन्शियसनेस वाज फ्लडेड बाय लव अफेक्शन पेरेंटल अफेक्शन फॉर कृष्णा एंड हिज आईज वेयर फ्लडेड by the tears water. Gira gadgadaya and his body, Gira, voice become choked. He was not able to speak. For time he lost his speaking power because so much water was there, washed in the mouth, and eyes was also flooded. But somehow or other, he summoned his every ounce of his patience of energy and became samahita. He concentrated his mind, he choked his all emotion and kirtanjali put. Then his Kirtanjali put his both palm together so that there was one pot like this. Kirtanjali. क्या कहते हैं, हाथ जोड़ने से बर्तन बन गया. Folded hand. And after folded hand, first he pranamya. He touched the ground with his crowned head. Next to the Krishna feet, near Krishna feet, and Sanahya, he started praying. This verse describes. So here, Akrura's mental and physical condition is described. Mentally, he was overwhelmed by the bhav, emotion, affection, love for Krishna, and outwardly all the eight transformation of prema was visible on his body. Asht Sattvik Vikar. When a devotee developed spontaneous attraction for Krishna, there some transformation takes place on his body. That is technically called Rupa Goswami Chara Asht Sattvik Vikar. Eight type of major transformation takes in the body itself. Sarir par bhi prabhav, man par prabhav to padta hi hai. Prem ka sarir par bhi prabhav padta hai. So Asht Sattvik Vikar, eight transcendental transformation what completely visible on the body of Akrurji. And in prayer, basically Akrurji, so my dear Lord, though you took birth as the son of Vasudev and Devaki, or in other case, your dharma pita is and mother is Mother Yashoda and Nand Baba. You are herding a cow like ordinary cow herd boy, roaming, walking behind the animals, cows, whole day, coming night, evening time, and spending your night in Nandgaon. But you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and even Brahma is unable to see, to understand your real entity. Your real identity is very difficult even to Brahma. Then how I can understand? So this Akrurji, basically he is praying that it is impossible, nobody can understand your transcendental nature, your transcendental identity, even Brahma. Then what to speak of our living entity? Though Brahma is such a your son, the lotus flower sprouted from the navel of Lord Krishna, Vishnu, and on the top of whirl of the lotus flower, Brahma was generated. Brahma took birth, and Brahma was given all intelligent. Tene Brahma Hridayaya Dikavaye Muhyanti Yat Suraya. Simply by sankalpa, Krishna thought that this son, Brahma, should be highly educated, intelligent. He imparted knowledge in the heart of Brahma, and Brahma is topmost, the highest intelligence personality. Even Brahma is unable, he could not understand your real identity. How I can understand? But I do understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and out of your causeless mercy, you are giving pleasure, you are entertaining all the Brajavasi. So this is prayer, just whole chapter, simply prayer of Lord Brahma. And for in person, this real nice first time took place, Akrur Ghat. One day, couple of days before the announcement was made, that devotee has organized one tour for Bhatrod. Bhatrod and Akrur Ghat nearby, like we say, a stone throwing distance. If you are standing on Akrur Ghat, throw your stone, it will reach the Bhatrod. The very nice place, nice first time. And of course, you can understand the glories, importance of that Akrur Tirth or Brahma Tirth, where Lord Chaitanya personally chose this place to stay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all more than 1 month, every single night Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent in Akrur Ghat. Akrur is a great devotee. One regret was there. He was thinking that I am fetching, bringing Krishna, Balaram to Kamsa. In case Krishna does something, Kamsa does something wrong for Krishna, Balaram, even he insults them, not killing, in some disrespect, that will be unbearable for me. So Krishna wanted to remove Akrura anxiety, chinta. My dear uncle, Akrura chacha, don't worry. Happily you can bring me and I will take care of Kansa and there, his associate. So this first time, this verse is described. However, if I have anything to, any clarification, or any question, or any comment, or even any correction, you are most welcome. श्याम सुंदर जी कुछ कहेंगे और देव शक्ति माता जी माइक को थोड़ा स्पीडली वहां पहुंचाइए। Yes, I do know. See, original 84 कोस परिक्रमा we see. So, previously for when we start from Chirghat, so from Chirghat, you know Chirghat, Sergarh. From Sergarh, we are supposed to go to Ram Ghat, right on the bank of Jamuna River. From Ram Ghat, we are supposed to come to Bihar Ban. Bihar Ban, after Bihar Ban, again, this side, our side, we came western side, and with then Chir Ghat. From Chir Ghat, devotees are supposed to cross Jamuna River, go Ishtar and Bhandirban. After Bhandirban, again we are supposed to cross Jamuna River, this side, our side. So when we cross there, then this becomes path. Means how I can say, what is the next village to us, left side? Saubhari. Sunarak. Sunarak. Sunarak is original part in our right side and Jamuna River in the left. So parallel they walk that way. Comes here also Parikarma, 84, the Panchkoshi area, this way the Parikarma. And from here, little further, hardly from say, what is the big temple? Gore Dauji temple. From Gore Dauji they go to Bhatrod, the place where the Jagyapatni fed Lord Krishna, and then Akrur Ghat. So this is the original way. We are following, still we are following. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started from Janmasthan. From there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Madhuban. From Madhuban, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Talban. From Talban, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Kumudban. From Kumudban, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Bahulaban. After Bahulaban, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan. He entered there somewhere Ral. And from Ral, this is called Vrindavan. From there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Radhakund. From Radhakund to, of course, Kusum Sarovar was there. Then Mansi Ganga. And Mansi Ganga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a holy dip. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a darshan of Haridev. And then celebrated what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did first Parikarma. After Parikarma, of doing Parikarma of Giraji, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gantholi, a gram, the very sweet pastime of Radha Krishna took place, Gantholi gram. From there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Dig. From Dig, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Badrinath. From Badrinath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Kedarnath. From Kedarnath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Kamban, Kameshwar Mahadev. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took the holy dip in Bimalkund and other places. Bhojan Sthali or Bhojan Thali is there. From there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to what is the place between Barsana and Kadamkhandi. And then Nandgaon. From Nandgaon, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, no description about Barsana. But however, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Prem Sarovar, from Prem Sarovar to Sankhet, from Sankhet to शिव जी को अभी जो क्या करते हैं मंदिर शनि शनि देव का मंदिर, हाँ असेश्वर महादेव एंड देन शिव जी की पूजा करते हैं, उसका क्या नाम है कोकिला वन, फ्रॉम कोकिला वन टू शेर साई, फ्रॉम शेर साई टू शेरगढ़, फ्रॉम शेरगढ़ टू व्हाट इज शेरगढ़ टू राम घाट। राम घाट इज ए प्लेस वेन लॉर्ड बलराम जी के ही स्टेड फॉर टू कंटिन्यूअस चैत्र एंड वैशाख, लॉर्ड बलराम जी स्पेंड इन वृंदावन एंड एवरी सिंगल नाइट बलराम डिस्प्ले रासलीला विथ ए ग्रुप ऑफ गोपीज इन राम घाट, बट दोज गोपीज वे आर सेपरेट गोपी, दोज गोपीज वे आर द नाग कन्या सम सर्पेंट्स डाउटर्स, दे परफॉर्म अस्ट्रिटी एंड दे बिकम गोपी एंड दे आर वेरी मच अटैच अट्रैक्टेड कैप्टिवेटेड बाई द बलराम, सो लॉर्ड बलराम डिस्प्ले हिज रासलीला विथ दोज गोपी, ही डिड नॉट डिस्प्ले हिज रासलीला विथ ललिता विशाखा एनी सखी यू नो। सो दिस इज द ओरिजिनल रूट, हाउ एवर नाउ फॉर प्रैक्टिकल रीजन सम डिविजन ऑल्सो देयर बिकॉज देयर आर सम प्लेसेज वी कैंट गो, सो ओके सो आई शुड स्टॉप हियर। हरे कृष्ण, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।